Section 3. The Government of Nigeria. Structure of Government. The official name of Nigeria is the Federal Republic of Nigeria. The name suggests the country is a republic, which means it has elected representatives. Nigeria has a federal government, meaning power within the government is divided among the national, state, and local governments. There are 36 states in Nigeria. The type of government Nigeria has is a presidential democracy, with the president as the head of government and head of state. Nigeria's government is based on a constitution that was written in 1999. That constitution allowed for a peaceful transition from military rule to civilian rule. Since then, the constitution has been amended several times. The constitution sets up the structure for the government. The government of Nigeria is divided into three branches: executive, legislative, and judicial. Citizen participation. Since Nigeria is a presidential democracy, citizens can vote for leaders. In Nigeria, citizens aged 18 and over vote directly for the president and the legislature. The Nigerian constitution guarantees freedom of speech, expression, and press. However, these rights are not always protected. There have been incidents when members of the press have been harassed for reporting on government corruption. Additionally, in parts of northern Nigeria, where Boko Haram is active, people's rights are often limited by the group. Similarly, while the Constitution gives people freedom of religion, people are sometimes pressured by government officials to follow a particular religion. Branches of government. The head of government and the cabinet make up the executive branch. Nigeria has an elected president, so it is a presidential democracy. The president is elected for a 4-year term and can serve 2 terms in a row. The president serves as both the head of government and the head of state. The executive branch also includes the cabinet called the Federal Executive Council. The president appoints people to the cabinet. Nigeria is currently enjoying its longest civilian rule since independence. Even though this shows progress, both the 2003 and 2007 presidential elections were marked with violence and possible cheating. There are 8 major political parties in Nigeria, but only 2 political parties have had a president elected since 1999. The People's Democratic Party ruled Nigeria from 1999, but lost the 2015 election to the All Progressives Congress political party. The legislative branch is called the National Assembly and is made up of 2 houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Senate has 109 seats with 3 senators from each state and 1 from the capital, Abuja. Senators are elected for 4-year terms. The House of Representatives has 360 seats. Members are also elected to 4-year terms. The judicial branch has a Supreme Court with 1 Chief Justice and 15 justices, who are appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate. They serve on the Supreme Court until they reach the age of 65. Islamic law, or Sharia law, is used in some form in the 12 states in the northern part of Nigeria, but not the rest of Nigeria. Because of years of colonial rule, much of the law in Nigeria is based on British law traditions. Challenges facing the government. The government of Nigeria faces many challenges, including government corruption and terrorism. The country has a history of violent and nonviolent rule by military dictators. Citizens are learning what it is like to have responsible elected leaders. The government continues to work toward making sure its democracy is working properly. It is also working to diversify its economy, making it less dependent on oil. Government forces were accused of killing 150 peaceful protesters in 2015 who were marching in favor of Biafran independence. Later in the same year, the army was accused of killing more than 340 Shia Muslims. International governments expressed concern over the violence. The events were reminders that the Nigerian government forces may have a lack of understanding of how to respond to peaceful protests in a democratic society. Terrorism is a serious challenge for the Nigerian government. Boko Haram has been a threat to the government since 2009 when it launched a campaign of violence. The kidnapping of over 200 girls from their boarding school in Chibok in 2014 caught the world's attention. Boko Haram continues to launch attacks against the government and the people of Nigeria. Its goal is to remove the secular, non-religious, government of Nigeria and replace it with a government based on its interpretation of Islamic law.